girl. Kimmy's.
Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy. Joining me this week, as always, is my wife, Lady Giggles.
Hello.
And Milo the cat's napping.
Napping on the storage heater.
Yes, he's.
Because it's nice and warm over there.
He's proper enjoying it.
He is.
On this cold winter night. So we're rapidly approaching Christmas. As always, it's. Time fraught with busyness
and meeting people and buying presents and wrapping presents and decorating and oh my goodness me.
There's a Lara.
To work some point in the process as well.
there's a Lara stuff to do. And I thought we could do a quick sort of to get us in the mood for Christmas, I guess. Because I haven't had time to do any anything major for the Christmas sort of like pod. So we're gonna try and get together this weekend with Mr. Jazz Chicken as our esteemed friend and colleague in podcasting, and we're gonna do some nice special episodes for you. But this is just a little quick warm up teaser. So you've just told me something very disturbing. If you guys will remember last year, I said that one of my favourite Christmas songs was the Bing Crosby, David Bowie, Little Drummer Boy, just because it's so fucking bizarre.
Yes.
Because it's... Ba-dum-ba-bum-bum. It's Bing Crosby and Crosby and David Bowie. You've just told me that Justin Bieber...
has redone it in 2011.
It's 2011, so there has... It's obviously been buried.
Yes.
It was, I can only assume... I refuse to listen to it. I can only assume that it's fucking awful because it's Justin Bieber.
Yes. We don't like the Bieber, do we?
No. So, you were saying about getting into the spirit of Christmas, and what songs do you like to listen to get into the spirit? Obviously not Justin Bieber doing Little Drummer Boy. But what songs do you like to listen to that get you in the mood?
Winter Wonderland is one of my favourites. Welcome to a Winter Wonderland. And Let It Snow. Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
Let's just go back to Walking in a Winter Wonderland. Because that one's got some sort of thing where they get a snowman to marry them, don't they?
Yeah. Build a snowman.
And he's like... They're like, oh, he's we'll call him Parson Brown. And the snowman's like, are you married? And they're like, no, man. He's like, but you can do the job when you're in town. And then that snowman's like, I've got work finally.
Yes.
And then a couple of days later, he's melted. And he's there
Aww.
Just like, I had a wedding to go.
Poor snowman.
It's a tragic song.
It is a tragic song, actually. Now I'm thinking about it. And now I don't like it as much now.
Sorry for ruining that. I like that song.
No, I do like that song.
It's really nice, but it's like, the problem is where we live, like, we don't really get snow.
We anyway, do we?
Yeah. So it's sort of like... Like, when I hear Walking in a Winter Wonderland here, I'm like, oh, it's just cold and shitty outside.
Yeah, it is cold and shitty. It's usually raining. Or it's sleeting. That's what it is.
Sleeting in a winter wonderland.
Yes, it is.
But this year, we might actually have
We might have snow this year.
Yeah, because we're going to be up in the Midlands.
The Midlands.
It usually snows.
It does usually snow. Because last time, I remember, we went up there in end of January and it snowed.
Yeah, it was like... Yeah, my mum was there like,
you can't leave now, can you?
You're trapped here forever. And we're like, oh well.
You tell that to my work. My work won't like that.
Yeah, because you just got the job. You just started there.
Started?
At your place of work.
The last time it snowed, and we were obviously at Sainsbury's.
I thought it snowed when we were last year.
No, it didn't snow last year. Or it may have slightly snowed, but not like a lot.
Yeah, because that's why Mum was like, because Mum said it like every time
we go. Every time we go up anyway, yeah.
In the winter, it snows. My mum's like, oh, you have to stay
you
now.
Have to stay now.
And we're like, okay. So let it snow.
Let it snow.
Which again is like...
let it snow.
Unless we have to travel in the car and then don't let it snow.
Don't snow. No, please don't snow. It's hard enough driving in the rain. Being stuck at 60 miles an hour just takes forever.
It does, but if you're in the car with some good music...
That's true.
Some rocking tunes. I do like rocking, like I was thinking about
rocking
it more.
Around the Christmas tree. Sorry.
It's fine. I was thinking about it more after we did the recording last year. And there were songs like Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. I do quite like that. But it's not like I'm not vocal about it. I'm not there just like, this is the greatest song. It's more of like cool. I like that.
Yeah.
It's like it's a good sort of like backgroundy song on. I like the original version, not like the billion covers.
No, there's quite a few covers, isn't there?
Yeah, and there's one by some TV presenters like a couple of years ago, and they always put that on the radio and that because it's commercially viable, I think.
Yeah.
The I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus one, I used to like it, but I think it is creepy.
Yeah. I didn't particularly like it when I was younger. I didn't particularly like it because I thought, obviously, I thought it was quite real, and I was like, "Why is Mummy doing that to Santa Claus? It should be to Daddy."
Yeah.
And it really freaked me out.
Would it have been worse if it was I saw Mummy blowing Santa Claus?
Yes. The worst of it. I think I got to a stage in my life where I prefer Mum over Dad because I could never really saw Dad, and then I would see it. So, I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus.
Oh wow!
I did, yeah, I did that.
That's kind of
I know. Just because, wow. Yeah, because I didn't want Mummy to kiss Santa Claus.
But he's a good guy.
I know, but I didn't want Mummy to kiss Santa Claus. I just didn't want it to happen.
What a laugh it would have been. If Mummy had only seen Daddy kissing Santa Claus last night. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't imagine my dad kissing Santa Claus. No. I can't really imagine my mum kissing Santa Claus, to be honest. But, so I recently saw somebody had got up in arms about it and been like, it's not creepy, it's a lovely song, it's about innocence and childhood. And I was like... No, but no. If you think about it as a child, you're watching your mum, like, get it on with a stranger.
Yeah,
a
stranger that's what scared me the most.
A stranger who at one point was delivering presents to them
children,
as a kid.
Yeah.
So it's like, I've watched you forever, that's Jemima. It. She's like, oh, Santa, take me on the presents. And it's like, it becomes 50 Shades of Grey, but with... But it's 50 Shades of Wrapping Paper.
Yeah. I love it, yes.
And it's like, Santa tied me to the bed with the gift wrap. And then got the sellotape out and put it on my nipples.
Ooh.
I quivered with anticipation.
Ouch.
Rudolph's going to watch.
Ouch.
A reindeer comes in, it's like... Ouch. Hey, it's like, that's what BDSM is. It's about, tintillating pain. I've never read 50 Shades of Grey. I don't know if you can tell. Does it sound like something was in that book?
Yeah, it does actually.
Yeah. He put wrapping paper over his knob and then he's like, come and pull my cracker. And then she pulls it and then the little explosive's in there and it burns his knob and he's like, oh, we've got to go to A&E. And then they're in A&E on Christmas Eve, like, within his cock, like, in a bag of ice. It's a tragic story.
Yes, very tragic story.
It is. Bang. Sorry, I got into it then.
That you did.
I got far too into it. Any other songs that get you in the mood?
Oh, I wish it could be Christmas every day. It's Christmas.
That's
not
the...
that I wish it would be Christmas every day, because that would be just horrendous.
It would be. And could you imagine how expensive...
Merry Christmas.
You sort of like, oh, I got you the same things that I got you yesterday.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, I think once a year is enough for me.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of food and there's a lot of stuff.
But I was just... who was I talking to? I was talking to somebody and, like, we were talking about Christmas songs. And, like, some people just live off the royalties of Christmas. You know, they've done, like, one... They had one massive hit.
Yeah, I think it is. I think... I've got a feeling it is Wizard.
Yeah, Wizard. Wizard is one of them. Because that is... I did just see it. Where is it? Come on, telephone.
Isn't that, I wish it would be Christmas
yeah,
every day.
Yeah, I wish it would be Christmas every day was Wizard. And, like, have you heard of any songs before and after with them?
I'm going to Google Wizard.
You're going to Google Wizard, are you?
Let's see what they've done. I think they had other songs, but nobody,
but nothing,
nobody gave a shit about them.
But nothing as popular and as, you know, as...
Yeah, but it's kind of Wizard. Like a... It's kind of like a iconic song, though.
Yeah.
Isn't it? You're sort of like, oh, cool.
But, like, they must...
Why get a Wizard thingy? We actually saw one of the guys walking through Birmingham at one point.
Really?
Yeah, and my dad was like, oh, that's the guy from Wizard. Oh, yeah, so hang on, we've got a few. See My Baby Jive. And Angel Fingers.
Angel Fingers.
Oh, they've got... Oh, Rock and Roll Winter. Are You Ready to Rock? This Is the Story of My Love. Rattlesnake Roll. You know what, guys? Your mission for this week is to listen to Wizards of the Songs.
Yeah, totally.
The Carlsberg Special.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Jolly Cup of Tea.
I love a good cup of tea.
Yeah, and you could have a theme song for it. You could be literally like... You're missing out. Potentially. I'll play a little bit. I know we'll get sued by Wizard because they'll be like, we've got nothing else to do. It's sort of like we're sort of being a bit mean to them, I guess. Okay, that's enough of that. It does sound quite jolly.
It does
and
sound
I think
quite
tea
jolly.
Might have been involved in making it, so...
You can't say no to a bit of tea, can you?
I mean, yeah, I think it, I can't really argue with that, can you?
No.
Like, I was trying to think if I could be contrarian and be like, no, you can't have a jolly cup of tea. I like coffee as well.
Yeah, you like coffee. I don't mind coffee, actually.
You've got to mix it up.
You do have to mix up.
Otherwise you get stale and stuck in the rut of just like
tea.
Having
That's true.
Tea all the time.
That is true.
I live on tea. That's somebody that lives on tea. That's my impression of somebody.
Somebody lives on tea.
I live on tea. Oh, what's your name? Tea.
Tea.
Oh, okay. Please stay away from me. Tea. Blah, I live on tea. Sorry. Any other songs that get you in there?
Did I say it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas? Have I said that one already?
I don't think so. I do like that one, but it's I don't know, it's the little sort of like, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. And that can be a bit like...
A little bit creepy.
When you hear it, like, when you're out shopping and you're just there, like, you know, looking at, I don't know, oh, what's this thing over here? And then all of a sudden it just comes on the radio and it goes, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And you're like, oh my God. Please, stop following me. And then I always find that I go into different stores and it's like, it's still playing.
It's still playing, yeah.
And I don't know whether it's just like, it's just because I'm picking up on it because I'm... Now paranoid.
Now
that, yeah, I'm paranoid that the guy's following me around and just been like, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Don't you know it's Christmas soon?
Yeah. And I'm like, yes, I've seen everything up since September.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
I'm very aware of Christmas.
I also like the darkness. What's it called?
Don't Let the Bells End.
Yeah. Don't Let the Bells End.
Christmas time. God, kids. yeah, I like that. I like the darkness, though. I think they're very good.
They're good.
They're good lads.
Yeah, we like the darkness.
They're good lads, they are. And then I like the fact that he's like, oh, I've got you a car. And he's like, oh, there's a the lady's in the car. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Don't you just love it when you open your car and there's a free lady inside?
Free lady inside. Hopefully she's alive.
Yeah, you should have like wound down the windows. It's just a crack. She's frozen in there.
Yeah.
And he looks and he goes, aah! And he tries to get out, but he's dropped the keys and he's just stuck with a frozen corpse.
Oh.
Well, you know, she should have put a coat on.
That's true. That is true.
Not that I'm blaming just her.
No.
Yeah, but the Justin's brother.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. Kevin.
No, I don't know his name.
We'll call him Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll call him Kevin.
We're gonna call him Kevin.
Yeah. So that's a good one.
Yeah.
So
we like that one.
Can I tell you some Christmas stories from last year?
Go on then.
This one's great. It's a bit of a weird one, I'm not going to lie. It's just they're from last year, so because obviously Christmas hasn't really happened.
Not quite yet.
No. So apparently in Scotland there was a woman who bought a costume for the nativity play. Obviously, yeah. I don't know how it works everywhere else in the world. But in the UK, sometimes we force children to reenact the birth of Christ, including the horrific bit where she's like pushing the baby out.
Not normally.
Shoots it into the audience. Not normally.
That's what's it called? Mrs. Brown's Boys, yeah. For you, that is.
And they have to catch somebody.
Making a cannon.
It's traditional that somebody catches the baby Jesus in the glove.
That is a great sketch.
Where was it? Okay, so basically, this woman bought Scottish mum bought her son a shepherd's costume. Uh-huh. Didn't realize that it wasn't really appropriate.
Okay. Maybe
for a children's nativity play. So the costume came with like a sheep, inflatable sheep,
yep.
And. The mum was. It was sent home with the kids. Like, we're not using this.
Yeah.
And she was like, "What?" So she blew it up, and it turned out to be a sex doll.
Sex sheep. But that's a Welsh thing, isn't it?
Well, you know, Amazon delivers all over the country.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So, yeah, it had bright red lipstick on and come hither eyelashes.
Oh wow!
As well as a hole in its derriere.
Oh, lovely.
For obvious purposes, apparently, according to this story.
Which I like how they worded that appropriately.
Yeah. So there was another strange story surrounding nativity plays, or the nativity scene, at least. 71-year-old grandmother, Maureen Wall, is a retired church volunteer who aroused suspicion when police discovered what appeared to be severed limbs strewn across her kitchen table.
What?
In her Nottinghamshire home.
Oh my goodness me.
Basically, she was just... she just had these constructing mannequins.
Okay.
But there was just always random severed limbs on the table and some people had seen it. And like, she's a murderer! She was tried for murder and killed. By firing squad.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Nah, she's...
Of course not. Obviously, once they went in, they must have thought it was plastic. They must have gone, ah, oh, what are you doing with plastic people?
Yeah, you weirdo. Right. So this is my favourite one. It's a Christmas party in St Ives, Cambridgeshire.
Okay.
Right. There's a Christmas party in full swing. Santa's there and with his beard on,
nice.
Giving out presents to the kids. 50 or so little children.
Nice.
Fire alarm goes off.
Oh, no.
What do you reckon Santa does?
he pushes the kids out of the way and runs to this fire exit.
No, this scent is very good in that case.
Oh, okay, good.
He rips off his beard and starts shouting, "Get the fuck out!"
No way!
So, can you imagine? You're like, this is the greatest Christmas party. Yeah. Oh, is that the best? Get the fuck out! He's like knocking them down. Just, can you imagine? He's just like, get the fuck out, right? Come on, everyone. Get the fuck out. That's a practical Santa.
That is. But you'd thought you'd... Well, the worst of it, you'd... If I was him, I would have said in character, I'd go, come on, children, we must get out.
I mean, yeah.
It will keep would have kept the kids calm, wouldn't it? Rather than him going, ah!
Well, yeah. But, he could be the fire marshal. And that's just true. Like, I'm not losing any of these kids on my watch.
But still...
Get the fuck out!
But still, you wouldn't have thought you would have sworn, would you?
I mean, I would. I'd keep the beard on, though. I'd be like, what, children? Get the fuck out! Ho, ho, ho!
Time to
fuck
move.
You, little time boy! Can I have my presents still, Santa? Fuck off!
You have to get up first before you get your presents.
Get out, you little shits! So, this is a bit of a weird one. There was a semi-detached house in Reading, Berkshire, who unveiled its Christmas decorations, and they basically just looked like massive flashing penises.
Nice. Nice.
It was quite a shock, says a local resident. When you would walk home, you don't expect to come face to face with an enormous penis. Well, I mean, it depends where you live, I think.
Yeah, and I think that's...
Like, I'm always expecting it.
Some people look out for, like, when they do the decorations in the cities and the towns, don't they?
Yeah, there was one where you lined it up in a certain way, and there was... Yeah. Like, cocks and balls
and stuff, yeah. I think that's hilarious.
I'm pretty sure there was one in our area, which I... Like, we both looked at, like...
Yeah, I think there probably was, actually, but... Hang on a second.
Good dick. Although we were looking out for them.
That's true, we were looking out for them.
Let's find all the dicks in the lights.
That's true. But I'm sure somebody goes, oh, I'm really bored, let's just sort of make this a bit of fun for some people.
Yeah.
And just rearrange it ever so slightly just to make it look like a penis. Sure, let's why not? Look
for penis-shaped stuff.
It's not graffiti anymore. It's not penis graffiti, it's penis lights.
So, just to wrap it up, a couple of years ago, there was a mother, a single parent of three, and she spent £2,000 on 300 Christmas presents for her kids.
Why? Why so much? It's ridiculous.
Yes. She basically, like, in 2015, she started doing this. She took a picture of her Christmas tree surrounded in gifts. Mound of gifts. And you saw... And that was £1,500 worth of gifts. On two daughters and a son. And the kids are like 15, 11 and 3. So...
What? Carry on.
A three-year-old's getting like all his presents and stuff. So she basically kept doing it because... I guess some people were outraged and going like, this is massively unnecessary and it's excessive. So she was like, well, fuck these people, I'm doing it again. Ha ha. Which I don't understand that.
No.
It's like,
neither do I.
No, you should probably just do it, you know, I don't know.
Just normally.
Yeah.
What's normally?
I don't think you need too many gifts, like a massive pile. So she basically said, look, I work hard for my money and I shop all the way through the year just buying gifts and gifts and gifts. And she doesn't see the point in changing it. Now, funnily enough, one of her kids was interviewed, the oldest kid was interviewed, the 15-year-old. And she's like, oh yeah, I got like a popcorn maker and this book that I haven't... There's basically still presents that she hadn't...
Used.
Yeah. Or even looked at. And it was sort of like, you know, she was just like, oh yeah, she didn't use them all, but like, you know, she used most of them.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
That's better than nothing, isn't it?
Which like, I was there just like, that's so
what
weird.
What a waste.
And a direct quote is, I work hard for my money, I work all year round for my money, And why would I be slugging my guts out all year if I can't treat my kids?
Yes, for Christmas? You can treat your kids for Christmas, but 300 presents is just intense.
Yeah. So people obviously were outraged on social media.
Of course they would be.
Because I think this is why she keeps doing it.
Yeah.
Because it just like it generates more
attention
for
her
basically.
Yeah.
But so one woman on Twitter said, "This is obscene. While other children go hungry and people are homeless, why not donate?" And that's
yeah.
quite a good thing,
yeah.
isn't it? I think that's why not just donate some money to a homeless charity, like Centrepoint. You should all donate to Centrepoint. They help
homeless children. They do.
Somebody else said, could have saved a few quid and not bothered with the tree, because you can hardly
see
it.
The tree, yeah, that's true.
That's true.
That is true.
I like to point out as well, there's these photos of the woman on this news article, and it's literally just her pouting in every single one, which is really sort of... Okay, love.
Sure.
I would love to know where on earth do you store all that stuff. It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing.
Yeah, that's the other thing, yeah. It's hard enough fun having the presents we got now. That's not 300 presents.
Yeah, like...
That's like
where do you
two items each, that is, that presents.
Yeah. Anyway, some people said... some people do defend her, and they said things like, it's her money, her choice... She shouldn't have to justify what she spends on her own families. It's her life.
Yep.
That is true. It is her own life. It is her money. But it does seem a bit like... Really?
Yeah.
Like...
Obsessive.
I don't know. Because to me, I'm looking at this and going like, oh, she's doing it because people have made a fuss.
Yeah.
She's like, look, now I have to spend even
more monies.
Just to go back to her, she goes, I don't spoil them throughout the year. If they want something, they have to do chores and buy it themselves. If they break their phones, for example, they don't just get a new one from me. They get stuff they need, but they don't get spoiled. Christmas has always been a big day for me, and I like to carry that on. I don't really care what people think. I work, and I work hard. I have two jobs, I think to myself. It's my money, and they're my kids. I want to spoil them in Christmas. Blah, blah, blah. I'm too busy enjoying myself. I'm just doing the voice because she's just repeating herself.
Yeah.
She's just like, it's my money, I want to do what I want.
I want to do what I
but
want.
But you see this, like, pictures of the thing, and it's
that
like...
That is insane.
It is. And you are sort
the
of
the amount
like,
of time she must have taken to wrap all those presents as well.
Oh, God, yeah. The amount of paper she's
wasting.
She might as well just put them, like, under the tree. Because the kids aren't even going to look at some of them.
No, exactly. They're just going to pull the paper off and go, wow.
Oh, thanks for that popcorn maker.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll stick it with the other one I didn't use.
That's it, exactly.
I love everything about Christmas. I love taking the kids out to see the lights, to see the tree in town, and making gingerbread. Yeah, so she's been buying these things. Like, she bought 85 presents for each of her daughters and then 40 gifts for her son.
Okay.
Her son's the 3-year-old.
Oh, okay.
And then she purchased 96 for her girls and 45 for her son the next year.
So,
are these kids gonna...
same time this time? First time and last time?
No, it was 40 and then 45.
Oh, sorry.
I'm five extra presents. Yeah.
But he was 4, so...
Yeah, and I think that this article was written in 2017. And this year she's buying more than 300 presents for the youngsters, according to This Morning.
But one of them's 15. She's not a youngster, really, is she?
Yeah, not really. So there's another mum who spends around £330 on each of her 6 children.
6 children. So wait, hang on. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18. That's £2,000 on 6 children.
Yeah.
Wow.
I
wish I had £2,000 to spend on people.
Her name's Claire Young, and she spends around £330 on each of her 6 children. She doesn't work because she has ME.
Oh, like you?
Yeah.
Who works their butt off?
Yeah.
At work. Okay, cool.
Anyway, she feels extremely tired and unwell, while her husband gave up work to be her full-time carer. Okay. Despite solely relying on benefits to feed and clothe the kids, Claire said she scrimps and saves to give them the best Christmas she can. I start in January, I save all year through. I put £50 in a pot every week, and at the end of November, I have a nice amount to go out Christmas shopping.
Oh, okay. That's all right, then. At least she saves, so I'll give her the benefit of the doubt completely.
Yeah, but, like, still...
But still a lot of money.
Yeah.
To spend on the kids, though, I have to say.
I mean, I'm just trying to think what you could do for £330. Like, if I had that amount... If I spent that amount of money on you, it would be like, well...
I'd kill you.
I think you would, to be fair. It's all right. You won't have to murder me just yet. I don't think I can afford it.
No, that's it, exactly. Because I know, like, we obviously always save our pennies in a little jar, don't we? And that, and the end of the year, what gives us about 50, 60 quid?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's...
And we buy things at Comic-Cons and stuff like
that. Yeah, exactly.
Where we sort of spread it. We spread it a bit.
Yeah, we spread the load, don't we? So over several pay packets.
It's one thing where I see some people where they're like...
do it the last minute. I don't know how people can do it.
Yeah.
Really, like...
I'll wait for the December pay packet. Because then you've got all of January to go as well. And it's not like, you know... It's not a short time.
No, exactly.
Because places usually break up, pay you before...
Christmas, 2 days before Christmas. There's like, right, here's your paycheck, have fun, and then you go blow it on all Christmas presents, Christmas food, and then you've got all of January, and you kind of go, oh, I've skint on January.
And well, the thing about it as well, like, you'll probably buy drinks when you go out on New Year's Eve, and
that's it,
like
exactly.
That.
No wonder January is a depressive month
because everyone's just. Skin,
yeah. And I was talking to my colleagues at work today, and like, so one of my colleagues' birthday is Christmas Eve. Must be really hard, really, really hard.
We got a friend, Paul's birthday.
It's on Boxing Day.
One of the Pauls. No, yeah. I thought it was Christmas Eve.
No, I thought it was Boxing Day. Oh, well, there we go.
I thought it was Christmas Eve.
Who knows? One of the two.
Either way, it's
Christmas birthday.
Or was it
like,
on actual Christmas Day? Because I don't know.
I don't know. But, like, it's really hard because you just, like, you don't want to... You want to have a... If I was a Christmas baby, I would want a birthday present and a Christmas present, even though, like, I don't care if it was two smaller presents. At least their name was separate. If you don't understand.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, I know... A lot of people who are Christmas babies, and they've got like, oh, here's your Christmas and birthday present. But obviously, if it was a bigger present, I can understand that. Because yeah. I know, like, another colleague at work, her birthday's in the beginning of January. So she's like, end of January, 23rd, I think she said. And it's like, apparently that's the most depressive day of the year, the 23rd. And I'm like... Oh, that's so horrible.
How is that the most
depressing? I don't know.
Is it just like, oh, it's the most depressing day of the year?
I don't know. I think they've done a survey.
The most depressing day of the year.
And you're just like, well, it can't be depressing because you were born, so you know. So you're obviously going to have a lovely day on your birthday.
Well, you don't know. She might be like, this sucks. I'm glad that mine's like June.
Yeah, you're quite lucky because you're right in the middle.
Yeah, so I get to have like celebration at both halves
of the year.
Like every 6 months, I get a celebration. Really?
No, I'm a March baby. Like, I'm a March baby, so I'm not quite.
I mean, the worst thing is you celebrate everyone's birthday.
Well, that's
so
it. You do. So
you get presents, I guess. It's what you're really after.
Yeah, the presents on your birthday.
You're after your gifts.
Yep. Of course not.
Are there any gifts that you're hoping to have?
What, this Christmas?
Yeah. Why not? It's just,
I don't think so. I don't think I really need... Well, I know what I really would like would be a new house, but that's not really a Christmas present, so...
Yeah, I guess so.
So, you know...
And I'm hoping for a full set of Polly Pockets.
I would like a lottery win. That would be nice.
Yeah?
That would be really nice. It could be £5. It could be £200,000. But £200,000 would be better. Would be much better.
Well, I think we should wrap it up now. So,
thinking of monies.
Yeah. Check out JazzChicken87 on Twitch. And he'll give you some funky good times.
Woo!
I think he's playing Pokemon at the moment.
Pokemon.
So you can see him playing Pokemon. And if I'm about, I might jump in and help him with a raid or something. Like, I'll have to check when he's doing it. I guess.
Yeah.
So check us out as well on social medias. We'll post some stuff, I'm sure. Be great.
Yep, sure.
It'd be fun. Christmas. You may even get other people interacting. Why don't you, why don't you guys start the conversation? Talk about your favourite Big Timmy's House moment. Talk about the time when, like, we went to space, or the time that we fought mole people.
Mole people.
Yeah. You can talk about those things. We're not going to tell you off for doing that.
No, of course not.
And if you don't know about those things, why don't you go back and listen to the back catalogue of many Big Timmy's House episodes. Yeah. Go and listen to the Christmas shows from last year. They're fucking sweet.
They are actually really good.
Yeah, I was very proud of them. This year's not going to be like that.
No, life has got in the way, unfortunately.
Yeah. Life didn't find a way. Jeff Goldblum lied to us.
God damn, Jeff. God damn, you sexy Jeff.
And on that note, I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
Get out of my house, sexy Jeff Goldblum.
Sexy Jeff. I can now just see him lying on the couch, with his
shirt
open. It's not good. It's not good at all.
And him laughing like, ha ha ha.
Funny.
Just get out.